Shimare Sri Bhakti Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kuri Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Harashta Kor Ki Manja Gahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shubhasa Gopi Radha Krishna Gopi Gopina Shama Kundarada Kundagi Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapanabdip Dham Ki Jaganapuri Dham Ki Nuramanriti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Sampita Bhakta Vidya Glory to the devotee, glory to the devotees, all glory to the devotees. Shri Guru Angaranga Upamanandi. Aum Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aum Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aum Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janaram vidha bhuja kanaka vidhato sankirtanaika vitaro kamalaya tatso vishvambaro dvijabaro yuga dharma palo vande jaga vikara kurnavataya taro namastri kala satya jagannatha sutaya cha sabhuchaya saputra sagatra chena ananda lila maya vigrahaya mahabhati vachya visandhaya chasmaya maha premra sapadaya chitanda chandraya namo namaste. So we are reading chapter 19, Madhulila. And we're up to 220. Ishvara Jnana Sabhrama Gaurava Pracho. Ishvara Jnana Sabhrama Gaurava Pracho. Seva Kori Krishna Sukha Dena Niranta. Seva Kori Krishna Sukha Dena Seva Kore Krishna Sukha Dena Niranta. On the Dasha Ras platform, knowledge of the Supreme Personality of God is revealed with awe and veneration. By rendering service unto Lord Krishna, the devotee in Dasha Rasa gives constant happiness to the Lord. 221. Shanti Raguna Dasha Ache Adhika Sevan. Ate Dasha Rasa Reya Dvigun. The qualities of Shanta Ras are also present in Dasha Ras, but service is added. Thus, the Dasha Ras platform contains the qualities of both Shanta Ras and Dasha Ras. Shanti Raguna Dasyara Sevan Sakya Dui Hoi. Dasya Rasam Brahma Gaurava Seva Sakya Bivashma. That's 222. The qualities of Shanta Ras and the service of Dasha Rasa are both present on the platform of Sakya Ras. On the platform of fraternity, the qualities of Dasha Ras are mixed with the confidence of fraternity instead of awe and veneration. Kande Chari Kande Charai Kore Krira Ram. Krishna Seve Krishna Karai Apana Seva. On the Sakya Ras platform, the devotee sometimes offers the Lord service and sometimes makes Krishna serve him in exchange. In their mock fighting, the coward boys would sometimes climb on Krishna's shoulders and sometimes they would make Krishna climb on their shoulders. Vishramba Pradhan Sakya Gaurava Sambrahmaheen. Ate Eva Sakya Rasira Tina Guna Chinna. Since the platform of fraternity is predominated by confidential service, awe and veneration are absent. Therefore, Sakya Ras is characterized by three qualities. 225. Mamata Adhika Krishna Atma Samgyan. Ate Eva Sakya Sasira Besha Bhagavan. On the platform of Sakya Rasa, the Supreme Personality of God is obliged to the devotees who are intimate with Krishna and think themselves equal to him. 226. Vatsal Yeshantira Gun Dasyara Sevan. Se Se Sevanire Ihan Namapala. On the platform of parental love, the qualities of Shanta Ras, Dasha Ras, and Sakya Ras are transformed into a form of service called maintenance. 227. Sakira Guna Ash Sankocha Agauravashar. Mama Tadi Kye Tadana Bhatsnana Vyavahara. Mama Tadi Kye Tadana Bhatsnana Vyavahara. The essence of fraternal love is intimacy, devoid of the formality and veneration found in Dasya Ras. Due to a greater sense of intimacy, the devotee functioning in paternal love chastises and rebukes the Lord in an ordinary way. Apanara palaka gyan krishne palya gyan. Apanare palaka gyan krishne palya gyan. Chari gune vatsalya ras amrita sama. Chari gune vatsalya ras amrita sama. Apanare palaka gyan krishne palya gyan. Chari gune vatsalya ras amrita sama. Okay, anybody ready to chant? Apanare palaka gyan krishne palya gyan. Chari gune vatsalya ras amrita sama. Anybody else? Apanare unto himself palaka gyan, the notion of a caretaker. Krishna, in Lord Krishna, palya, as an object of protection, gyana, notion, chari, four, gune, in qualities, vatsalya ras, the mellow of parental love, amrita saman, like nectar. On the platform of paternal love, the devotee considers himself the Lord's maintainer. Thus, the Lord is the object of maintenance like a son, and therefore the mellow is full of the four qualities of shanta, dasya, fraternity, and parental love. This is more transcendental nectar. Purport. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a short summary of this complicated description of the different rasas. He states that by becoming firmly fixed in the Lord's service, one is devoid of all material desires. There are two transcendental qualities on the Shantaras platform. In all the material elements, sound vibration is found. Similarly, Shantaras is spread over all the other transcendental mellows, which are known as Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, and Madhura Ras. Although there is attachment for Krishna and awe and veneration in Shantaras, along with the two valuable transcendental qualities, attachment for Krishna and detachment from material desires, nonetheless, the sense of intimacy is lacking. Therefore, in Shantaras, attachment for impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma is prominent. The sense of intimacy is lacking. By that intimacy, one thinks of Krishna as one's only shelter and only friend. In the Shantaras, one accepts Krishna as the impersonal Param Brahma, or localized Paramatma. This is based on the speculative knowledge of the Gyani. However, when this knowledge is further developed, one is convinced that Paramatma, the Supreme Lord, is master, and the living entity is his eternal servant. One then attains a platform of Dasya Rasa. In Dasya Rasa, the Lord is accepted with awe and veneration. However, although in Shantaras there is no active service, in Dasya Rasa, active service is prominent. Thus, in Dasya Ras, the qualities of Shantaras and service are predominantly visible. Similarly, when the same rasa is developed into fraternity, sakya rasa, a friendly intimacy is added. There is no awe or veneration in sakya rasa. Sakya rasa is invested with three qualities, shanta, dasya, and sakya. Similarly, on the platform of parental love, the qualities of shanta rasa, dasya rasa are fully developed in another form, the sense of maintaining the Lord. Therefore, on the platform of parental love, there exists a combination of four transcendental qualities, shanta, dasya, sakya, and the qualities of paternity, which put the devotee in the position of a maintainer. Thus, on the platform of parental love, the four qualities of transcendental love are present. Om Agyanis Mandashya Gananjana Shakshunamilitam Yena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Uppitam Hayam Vedakti Subhatam Tikam Vandeham Shri Gurau Hiyota Parikamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sakudatam Sagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Miram Shri Radha Krishna Vinam Sahagana Lalita Shri Shakritam Shri Pancha Gavata Rubhya Shakri Pesanyo Beva Chakti Tanam Pavani Bhav Vaishnava Vibhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. So we read these eight or so verses. Apanare Palagyana Krishna Palyagyan Chari Gune Vatsalya Rasa Amrita Sama. Okay. On the platform of parental love, the devotee considers himself the Lord's maintainer. Thus, the Lord is the object of maintenance, like a son. And therefore, this mellow is full of the four qualities of shanta, dasya, ras, fraternity, and parental love. This is more transcendental nectar. So this Bhagavatam, in the, of course, from the very beginning of the 10th canto, Vatsalya Ras is described in detail. Baby Krishna, and he's being protected by Vasudeva. He takes him over to Nanda Maharaj's house, and there's this kind of fear going on in those pastimes, that Kamsa is there, and Kamsa's being killing all these children, newborn. So there's this very heavy feeling of protecting Palana, to protect Krishna. And so throughout this pastimes, when later when Krishna, Balaram, they get kind of big enough where they're very premature. They're very active. Even when they're little, they start sitting up way before most babies would do that. They start turning over, and Krishna, when he's just a little baby, he kills that demon, Putana, starts killing demons. There's the cart demon. Now, the whole time, just imagine if your baby gets blown up into a hurricane, or like a Trinavarta demon comes. The Trinavarta you can compare to one of these tornadoes. Like tornado, if a tornado hits a town, a big tornado, sometimes nowadays everybody's got a camera, so you can see what they look like, and huge, sometimes they have two spouts. And they'll take out a whole town, and they'll kill 100 people or something, or 200 people, and just knock over all the mobile homes, and even regular buildings. You see pieces, videos of chunks flying off. So this Trinavarta demon came and somehow just picked up Krishna, didn't destroy his house, picked up Krishna. And just imagine if your baby is going flying up into the sky, what kind of feeling would you have of anxiety? But this anxiety is there in the material world always, that chintama parimeyam cha pralayantam, in the 16th chapter. Of course, it's a feeling, it's not necessarily demoniac, but there's always this sada samudvigna dhyam. We won't compare it to a demoniac, but it's a quality that everyone has in the material world, especially toward their child. That and it's described on Vegam, this Anud Vegam. Prahlad Maharaj was speaking with his Father, that you're always in anxiety. Said, samudvigna dhyama sadgraha, because if we accept something asat as permanent, asat, it's not permanent, but we accept it as such, sada, then we're always in anxiety. Samudvigna means vigna, means a lot of anxiety. Sada samudvigna, asad grahat. Therefore, when Prahlad was just a little boy, his father wanted to feel some affection. He was kind of a heavy-duty demon, top. Asura Varja Dena. He was the greatest demon, right? Prahlad Maharaj called him the greatest. My dear father, oh, best of the demons. But he instructed him like that. You're always feeling something because you want to own everything, control every single thing. This is the nature of the material world. This is a perverted nature, how Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj are always feeling this. Just imagine Krishna and Balaram, they're described to be like the sun and the moon. They're always lying together and sleeping together and running around. They're covered with cow dung and dust, and you know, and they want to grab things. They want to grab, sometimes they want to grab sword. Of course, they can move a sword or a weapon, but they want to grab monkey's teeth. They want to grab anything that, any sharp things. And they grab the cow's tail and they get dragged around. They go out and they cause mischief all the time, breaking people's butter pots, yogurt pots. And then especially the ladies in Raj, they're very much in anxiety. Oh, they pretend to be anxiety and angry. But they're relishing all the time. They're coming to see Mother Yasoda. Oh, you should do something about this boy, you know. But actually, they're so in ecstasy because they're so amazing that there's no beginning or end. It's Krishna, he says in Gita, Maya Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagat Vekta Murtina. He spread throughout the material world, the Andantarashtra Paramanachantarashtra, Nanta, Nabahir. There's no beginning, no end. He's smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest. But this is not known by Mother Yasoda and these ladies in Vrindavan. Sometimes they get a little glimpse and see the demon, they think, I wonder how that happened. That's pretty amazing. Of course, Gargacharya had predicted and said, this boy, he's going to be something like Narayan. Oh, it's just my son. We see this mood in Mahaprabhu, in Nimai Pandit also. It's not so dramatic, but he's not killing big demons, but there's so much nectar. Here we're reading this Amrita Saman, and Prabhupada gives this translation that this is more transcendental nectar. So this nectar is always being churned. Even the commentary is called Amrita Pravaha Bhasha, the flowing nectar that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary is called. Amrita Pravaha Bhasha. Amritam. Krishna says that one who attain this position, Amrita Vaya Kalpate, one has to become fully transcendental to the ups and downs of the material world. When Mother Sachi, the mother of Chaitanya Nimai Pandit, she tried to chastise Nimai Pandit because his parents were in anxiety, especially his father was thinking, our Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop was, we've been hearing that, of course, Gorpanim is coming soon. And Nittai's pastimes are there. These pastimes are flowing always. We take advantage of the days to hear about them and speak about them as much as we can, but still they're going on eternally. And all we have to do is bring our mind to these pastimes. So when Nimai Pandit, a small baby, for instance, he was given a choice like we do when babies are 6 months old or so, they're able to choose between some coins. But when Nimai Pandit was crawling toward, there was quite a few shastras there. I don't know how they looked. They didn't have like printed books in those days, but they had them tied up like different shastras. Somehow or other they had punti, they call books. But So there were several. But Nehemiah Pandit, he crawled directly to the Bhagavatam, not any other book. And they have other things. They have kshatriya, some kind of weapons there. They have some puffed rice, some prasad. So Nehemiah Pandit didn't crawl to that. He wasn't showing that in the future he would become some big fat Brahmin or Vaishya eating a bunch of stuff in his face. But even amongst the Shastras, he crawled toward the Bhagavatam. So then, when he was running around in his town there in Mayapur, he would go to anybody's house just like baby Krishna. In fact, he reminded everybody of Krishna. And sometimes he would be covered. His golden body would be covered with dust and dirt. And it would appear kind of like Krishna. People were astounded. Sometimes he'd come to a great acharya's place and they would all stop. And we're having some big discussions, the Shastras, and Vishrup would be there sometimes with the Dvaita and all the Shivas and these great Brahmin Vaishnavas. And little Nehemiah would come there and he would say, oh, Mata wants you to come for lunch, or he'd bring something like that. And everyone would stop. They couldn't even think seeing him. And when Nehemiah would go, he would ask people. Nobody could resist Nehemiah Pandit, little Nehemiah. He wasn't even a pundit. He would ask for rice or some sandesh or some sweet, something. And sometimes his mother would dress him very nicely. Like one time these thieves came. Even the thieves were feeling this. Got the fortune that is described by our Vrindavan Das Thakur, that even Lord Brahma or Durlabha Prem, he cannot even attain. These two thieves, they were seeing Nimai with the jewels one day. They thought, oh boy. Let's get this kid, get his jewels, you know, and like that. So in the midst of the big assembly of people, they came in. When Nehemiah used to wander outside, after a while, nobody could control him. So the thieves, they took him on the shoulders. Just imagine Nehemiah, little Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on their shoulders. And they wanted to steal his jewels. So Nehemiah, here's some sandesh. They gave him some sweets. They went off with him, but somehow going, Nehemiah bewildered them. Some magic, yoga maya, or mahamaya, however one sees it. And before long, well, people noticed that he was gone. Where is he? What happened to Nehemiah? You don't see him around. And there was kind of a crowd, so when the thieves came, after a while, they came back to Nehemiah's house. They were trying to bring him to their house. And Nehemiah totally bewildered them. Yogamaya Samavrataha. So, without stealing any jewels or anything, they just put him down. Seeing they were back where they started, they just kind of like panicked and said, wait a minute, we got to get out of here. Nobody could say what happened. There was one person who saw, I saw two guys and they just put Nehemiah down and they left. You don't know what happened. No, they were. It's the kind of thing that would go on every day. Just like one time when Nehemiah was small, there was a snake in the courtyard. There's a picture of that in the book. I remember Bardar knocked off that painting rather quickly. It's such a great painting. And Nehemiah, understanding the snake to be like Balaram or his snake bed, serpent bed. He just lied on the snake, Kundali it's called, Kundalini. This Kundalini serpent was rolled, coiled up, and he was just lying there. And people came, Lassa, ha ha. The ladies especially, they were like, Garuda, Garuda, because Garuda takes care of snakes. So in this way they were crying, and then, somehow they got rid of the snake, and Nehemiah was going after the snake. Wait a minute, snake, he's my serpent bed. Why are you taking him on? Nehemiah wasn't perturbed at all. He was lying very relaxed on the snake. So in this way, just like Mother Yasoda was in trying to protect, so similarly Mother Sachi, Jagannath Mishra, always trying to protect. They wanted to keep him there. Don't let him go out, because Vishvarup had gone off and taken sannyas, associating with Advaita Acharya, Mahavishnu Jagatkarta, imagine, Sarashiva. So with that association, Vishwarup, one day, thinking, well, my parents want to get me married, he just went off, took sannyas, and was not seen again by anybody. So the Jagannath Misha was having a dream that my son Nimai, he'll do the same thing, Vishvambara. Vishvambara Dvijabaro Yugadharma Palo. See, they're trying to protect Palya. But he's Vishvambara Dvijabaro Yugadharma Palo. He's the protector of the whole universe himself. Vishvambara means he's the maintainer, nourisher of the whole universe. But they're trying to protect him. Just see, this is a wonderful pastime. So the nectar is increasing. Amrita Pravaha. And here it says, Amrita Samam, the nectar. It is just like nectar, but the nature of Amrita Svadhanam, Purnamrita Svadhanam, is that it's always increasing. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu writes in his Chaitra Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadabhagam, Shreyakarava Chandrika Vidharam Vidyavadu Jivanam, Shreyakarava Chandrika. So it gives us a taste for the nectar. Navam Navam. It's newer and newer every moment. Rasanam Navam Navam. In the 12th canto, there's a verse like that. That it's giving us the just nature of this taste of nectar of these pastimes, it's increasing. We don't tire of it. Not like we have to go get a new book or anything. No, we can go back and read that again. And you'll say, well, I didn't read that before. Especially when you can relish. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was predicting that even Westerners, they will learn Bengali just so they can relish the Bengali. But of course, now we have the word for word that we can learn easily. We don't even have to read the Devanagari, the Bengali script, anything. We can just read it, relish it more and more. Purnamrita Svadhanam. So it's giving us this this full, not only, but it's full nectar. It's full. It's not this paltry nectar of the material world. This is the nature of Karuna, Audarya. In Braj we have Ras, Madhurya. But especially in Navadvipa Ras, we have the Audarya. It's being fully Prabodhananda Saraswati is describing Gorachandra Vistirne, Prema Sagare. This Prema Sagare is an ocean of nectar. And what is that nectar ocean? That is Shravanam Kirtanam. Parasevam, these nine aspects of bhakti. Navavida bhakti porna, nama hoi te hoi. One can attain the fruits of all nine of these jewels simply by taking the holy name. Navavida bhakti porna, nama hoi te hoi. Everything you'll get by this name. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying that purnamrita svadhanam, it gives us at every step it's increasing. If it's not increasing, that's another thing. That's our maya. But when we actually take it, taste it, then we see all this is increasing. In the beginning, we just hear something just like this. It was describing the Shantaras. So this is a very nice stage of Shantaras. Oh, it's a very peaceful Shanta. Shanta Sadaiva. Read that in the Brahma Samhita. The Shanta Sadaiva. How does that go? That verse? Santa Sudai. That the devotee is called Shanta. It's like Santa Claus. Santa Claus. I remember this happened. My mother brought me to a big department store to sit on Santa's lap. Of course, he's supposed to be Santa, peaceful. But I lived in kind of in the hood. So even when I was a baby, I knew what people smelled like drinking alcohol. So we're trying for the nectar, like Prabhupada said. I was there in Henry Street when he said, they're just like the drunken drunks. They come, they polish your windshield, and then they want another dollar or a quarter so they can drink more. They're trying to taste the nectar. Anyway, I got up on Santa's lap in the department store, and I said to my mother, I put my face away. I said, Santa's nothing but a drunken bum. He put me down, and I was only three, but I mean, I knew. So he wasn't Santa Sadaiva, always very peaceful. He's trying for peace by drinking something, probably, and making a few extra dollars sitting in the department store. But this is not the Santa Ras. And devotees, sometimes they used to go out dressed like Santa. And I think that's fallen out of favor. Nowadays, they go out in dhotis, they do 100 times more books without dressing like Santa. And one devotee, Mahotsai, he's doing this, 1,600 big books a day or something, you know? He was being interviewed by Siddhanta yesterday, and then he texted me. I thought about it. I must have done something right at least one tiny time, because Mahotsa texted me saying something, you know? And I said, what? I was just, you know, weird. I never talked to him hardly. Anyway, it's amazing. So this is the increasing it. Bhagavad said double it. So, we used to double it. So the nectar is increasing. Chaitra Dharpana Margin. Santa Sadaiva Hridayam Avalokayam Di. So praying, this prema is always increasing. It's not a stale, dull thing. Prabhupada used to laugh and said, if we invite someone to come and hear Bhagavatam, to hear Chaitanya Charitamrita, they think it's very dry, probably laughing. So he's saying, Bujibe na, Rasika. The Rasika is there enjoying, whereas the Mudha, Bujibe na Mudha. The Mudhas, Mudhoyam na Bajananti. They can't understand it. They won't. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I shouldn't really divulge all these intimate pastimes, but what can I do? And some fools, if they hear about it, they won't understand it, but that, they're punished by themselves because they don't understand it. So, Krishna's getting the nectar, he's drinking the nectar, and he's enjoying with his parents, Nimai Pandit. So Nimai Pandit, then his father became so much in anxiety, Nimai, little Nimai, that he might take sannyas, who knows what will happen if we educate him, we should stop him. So he didn't let him go to school. So one day, some of Nimai's friends came and said, told the parents that, especially his mother, that, oh, Nimai, now you know what he's doing. He's sitting on a big pile of dirty pots, clay pots. You know, they're cooking in India, of course, clay pot. And they get black from the fire. So he was sitting there, very relaxed, sitting in this pile of rejected pots. So Mother Sachi came and said, why are you sitting there? This is a dirty place, you know. So Nimai said, I don't know what's dirty. Wherever I go, it's pure. I purify the place. And she was like, what's he saying? She's fully under, he's telling her directly, you know, that he's purifying the three worlds. Punati, Tribhuvanam. So she's trying to explain, no, this is dirty, you can't sit there. Look at you. But he looked beautiful. He had his golden body with all the dirt. This ashes on, it looked kind of like an emerald's described in Chaitanya Bhagavan. Looks like Krishna, original Krishna. So, any case, he's saying, well, what is it? Kim abhadra abhadram te. What is inauspicious? What is auspicious? He's speaking like Dr. Treya, you know. He's already speaking like Dr. Treya, even though he's only like 3-4 years old. Hey, what school does he need? What he doesn't need. But somehow or other, a big discussion took place between the father and the mother wanted him to go to school, and the father said, no. Devanamiya said, no, we can't send him to school because if he remains a fool, then no one will want to marry him. And there's a big discussion going back and forth. Krishna will take care of him. You know? But their whole focus is always on this little Nimai. Recently, we told a story heard the story in this Chaitanya Bhagavat of this Brahmin had come, and the Brahmin was cooking. He was just a very advanced Brahmin. We would wander here and there. He had no fixed residence, and he'd just eat fruits and roots. And when he came to Navadvipa, and he came somehow to Jagannath Mishra, hearing that Jagannath Mishra was a great personality also. And so Jagannath Mishra greeted him with Vishwarupa also, and all the residents and surrounding neighbors. This is very elevated Brahmin. So they said, you cook, we'll give you the bhoga. Today you won't have to eat fruits and roots or anything. They gave him rice and sabji to cook. So he cooked, and just ringing the bell about to offer it, and Nehemiah came out of nowhere and started eating all the food. He said, oh no, what's going on? I can't offer it. So then Jagannath Mishra came there. He said, don't worry, please, don't be offended. And he's just a boy, he doesn't know anything. So they're thinking he doesn't know anything, he's stealing the food. And he's saying, wait a minute, you offered it to me. Didn't you just offer this? Again, he cooked. They were begging him. Again, a similar thing happened. This time they were trying to keep him in a room, and finally they were locking him up and putting him in a different house. And still he came there. And he, after a while, the Brahmin was flabbergasted that this Nehemiah, he showed the spiritual world. To him, he showed him Braj, who he was. He told him, don't tell anyone about this. So the Brahmin remained there in Navadvip just to watch secretly. Somehow we hear about it. So these all these childhood pastimes when Nehemiah took his Brahmin thread, and everyone was relishing. Just imagine all those boys and parents. Sometimes Nehemiah Pandit would go to the Ganga. Finally, he was given to Gangadas Pandit. Gangadas Pandit was a great, great teacher of grammar. So please, Jagannath Mishra went there and said, I am giving my boy to you, train him. He has to act. In about 5 minutes, Nehemiah was challenging all the other boys. There were hundreds of them. There were other schools too, and they all used to go to the Ganga. And their whole pastime, besides splashing and making trouble, they would challenge, oh, who's your guru? Who's your teacher? Do you know this and this? And then challenge the big boys, little boys. So after a short time, Nehemiah would ask them, who's your guru? Do you know this? And they would be like, wait a minute, how does he know so much? And he would be giving all these verbal roots and explaining things they couldn't even grasp. And they were older and say, well, who's this boy, you know? We don't understand it. And sometimes Nehemiah was splashing people, causing all kinds of mischief. He would go under the water and grab people's legs, or he'd take the clothes of the girls by the Ganga, and he would move the Brahmins' little Achman cups, and cause a lot of trouble. Spit water. Imagine spitting water at Brahmins. Who does that? Even nowadays, no one does that. We have so many demoniac people. And Nehemiah Pandit did weird, crazy stuff. People would come to Jagannath Mishra and say, your boy, you know, he's in the Ganga, he's doing all these things. And, no, he went off to school. No, he didn't go, he's there, he's doing so many things. And Nehemiah came back all dry, you know, with ink on his hands and stuff, and not a drop of water in his hair. And they're like, wait a minute. And they said, but all these people came and complained that you were doing all this mischief at the Ganga. He's saying, how am I doing mischief? Look at me, I haven't been even to my bath, but I'm completely dry. Koveti Bhuman Bhagavan. There's one Brahma's prayer, so many Brahma's prayers, but one of them is quoted many times. Koveti Bhuman. Kva Bhakadeti Vistarayan Kudisi Yoga Maya. By this Yoga Maya, we don't know how many, where he is, what he's doing, how he's doing. Koveti Bhuman Bhagavan Yogeshvaro Tir, because he's the Yogeshvara, Yogeshvara Kilagaro Bhagavan Namaste. He's the Supreme Yogeshvara. Same time he's performing all these mystifying pastimes, whether he's Krishna in Vrindavan, whether he's Nehemiah Pandit. And so, simply bewildering. Kunti Devi is praying, Tvaya Katagasi Vimohayati Vidambanam. It has this word, dumb, because you're dumbfounded. Vidambanam means bewildering. Vidambanena. So she's saying like that. When I'm thinking of this, I'm completely. And sometimes vidambanam is translated to mean a mysterious imitation, a mockery of ordinary affairs. Actually, we're imitating his affairs. Just like Prabhupada said, people like to. It's funny, I remember, I think I was there in Mayapur, and Prabhupada gave the example that people lie back. No, I think this was 76. But I heard it, and you hear Prabhupada speaking. Just like so many people, they like to go lie in the ocean. They lie in in the water in the swimming pool, and they have some kind of air mattress or something relaxing. They think They're relaxing. They're imitating Mahavishnu, Prabhupada said. This is Mahavishnu's pastime, lying, relaxing. Nidra. Toryeshtito natutramo nagunangshti yongshe. Prabhupada Maharaj says, Toryeshtito natutramo. He's natutramo. He's not in the mode of ignorance. He's in Turiya, in the fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth dimension, completely above everyone. They have no ideas. Even these devotees, whether they're coward boys, whether they're Mother Yasoda, Nanda, Nanda Kimakaro, being praised by Uddhava and by Brahma. They want to take birth as the dust in Vrindavan, so they can remain there, being maybe getting a little dust particle from gopis, from the coward boys. Nenam Varincha Nabhavo. It's described by Mother Yasoda that not Brahma, not Lakshmi, not Lord Shiva, no one has attained anything slightly of this prasada, this mercy, this karuna. Without that mercy, actually, all of the things described by so many acharyas, one may have so many qualities, but if there's no mercy involved in this karuna, ya karunya kataksham by Bhagavatam. Therefore, Prabodhananda Saraswati says he wants the merciful sidelong glance of Nimai Pandit. So many things you may get in this material world, but without that merciful glance, it's zero in all your meditation. Now, Krishna says himself in the Gita that I am not attained by Gyanina, Naganina, Nadanina, not by giving charity. Or Sukadev Goswami says, Tapasvido Dhanaparaya Sasteno Manasvino Mantra Virasa Mangala Kshemam Navindanti Binayarpanam Tasmai Subhadrusha Vasayano. Tapasvino, you can do all kinds of tapasya. Many people, not in America, but they're doing tapasya. They're burning in this material world, or sometimes, rarely, they're voluntarily doing some tapasya. Tapasvino Dhanapara. They're giving great charity. Big billionaires, they think they're very merciful. I'm giving to these Africans or something, so much special inoculation. So Dhanaparaya Sasvino, givers of charity, Mantra Vidasu Mangala, those who chant mantras, they may memorize thousands of things, or not even mantras, they go to college and learn all kinds of useless things. Jada Vidya Jada, Mayarvai Bhav, controlled by the illusory energy, this Vaibhav. Not the Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna, but this Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this glare of the material energy. So, to stay out of the attraction to the glare of the material energy, we have to always bring our mind back. Dayak. Karo vichar, karo vichar, karo liti pabhi chamakar. You would like to use your mind, you're going to this university, take your mind and bring it here. Kaviraj Goswami says, Dora karo vichar. Please consider this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vichar karo liti chitti pabhi chamakar. You'll get something amazing, adbhutam, chamakar, astounding. Nothing mundane. You'll get this mercy. Okay. So, any comments? Madhav Dominar. You got to speak in the mic. I can't hear you.
Where can we read that about Mahasova Dasa and Siddhanta talking?
What?
You mentioned the Mahasova Dasa distributing 1,500 books.
Yeah, he's done at least that in one day.
Where is that?
Where did he do that?
No, where is that interview?
Oh, there's a recent interview just came on my computer, on my phone. It's on definitely on Facebook. You know.
Facebook is it?
Yeah, but I didn't watch the whole thing. But, you know, I shouldn't say, but yeah, then all of a sudden he texted me because I put a picture up online. All I did was one picture, and he's distributed like 1,600 books in one day. I did a picture like 30 years ago, you know. But he liked it, so he was saying he liked it. Anyone else? Give us some shlokas.
Shlokas here, the Maha Mantra, the one story about the devotee that went to the soccer match in South Africa. I don't know how old it is. They had some program next to some stadium, and one of the devotees that was going to, they were doing a performance or a drama or something. So one of the devotees, instead of going to the proper place, it was right next to the stadium, he went into the stadium and said, "I gotta go, is waiting for me." And somehow or other he got into the stadium, and the stadium was completely full.
60,000 people.
Huh?
60,000
people, and he got like right onto the field.
Dressed like a devotee?
Yeah, dressed like a devotee. And he just said, "Hare Krishna."
In the microphone?
I don't know how and this was a match between like two of the biggest rivals like that. And then the next day they were getting ready to get match was going on, and they had some meeting beforehand, and devotees were somehow invited there to like cater the program or something, to provide prasadam. And they said, "How much you need?" Everybody was giving their budgets. "Well, we need this for this security and this for that, the music. And how much you need for the food?" And the devotee said, "No, we don't need anything."
Just let us chant.
Because they got some donations for big prasadam distribution. And they said, "Well, we have to," then what did they say? They have to do the chanting again.
They made him chant.
They went out there and they did big chanting again.
Well, remember when all the band members used to come when we chant in front of the stadium, and they stopped it for some reason. Of course, now it's COVID, but even before they stopped, all the before you people were here, you know, up until about 5 years ago, whenever the band, they'd march right in front of the kirtan party at the stadium, and they'd all stop and chant. If they didn't chant, they would play, you know, they would raise their arms, and all like 60 band members from the university. And then, so if they lost the game, they would consider it like something, you know, they didn't properly give us proper respect, give the Hare Krishna mantra proper respect.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much for such a nice talk. I have a question about the different rasas and how we can relate to them. So I was thinking that you can't have any of the higher rasas without the attitude of service or dasya ras, right?
Right, yeah. That's like compared to air, which is in all the other elements, air, fire, water, earth.
So in our life, even though like we have a perverted reflection of those relationships, like parents and friends and, you know, partners and stuff like that, is that also how we can build our relationship with them, is in this mood of service? Like, we can't really have intimate relationships or higher relationships without also serving them. Obviously, like, putting Krishna in the center.
Service is that's the thing. Like, Vivrinite in the Upanishads, there's different verses, especially cited, like, Vivrinite Tanum Swam, Nayamatma Prachanin Labhyo. Anyway, this is a long verse. You can't attach Krishna by any amount of your own endeavor, but only when he chooses you, Vivanate Tanam Swam, he can reveal himself. Atakshi Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayamin. It's beyond our mundane senses. that's why people go on the altar, that's why we do the puja, we come to we have sadhana, that, you know, we get in this mood of service for Krishna doing. Huh? Sevamukhi, the last part of the verse is Sevamukhi Jivadal. By beginning with the tongue, Jivadal, one does service, and it's not that you can wash the floor or do anything, but especially beginning with Jivamukhi, the tongue means chanting. Then everything follows from that. That's why I was quoting Navavida Bhakti Purna. All the nine jewels of bhakti, which are in this ocean, Gora Chandra Vistirne Prema Sagari, the Prem ocean, that we're not even fit for going up into the ocean. Sometimes we can put our toe into it, whatever. yatayata gora padara vinde. The more we worship Gora, then these things are revealed. And he's described sometimes as he's in the ocean, he's throwing the jewels out. Even we're not qualified to attain it, but he's throwing the jewels out. And by chanting the holy name, you get a taste, and you can do all the other services are automatically included.
Lord Chaitanya, when that becomes perfect, then those that higher service, the higher rasas are manifest for Krishna like that. Srila Prabhupada sometimes said that like book distribution is in the mood of the gopis.
Yeah, we were quoting Yatayata Gora Padaravinde. So this verse, Rara Padamboja Sudambu Rasi. It says, the more one worships Gora, he gets the nectar of Radha Krishna. So, automatically, without extra endeavor. Anything else? So, what to speak of? Yeah, of course, all the other tastes. All right, Hare Krishna. Glories to Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't know.